Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. It's DJ Jay Sinatra in the mix. It's another episode of 755 Mix. What's good, y'all? How y'all doing this weekend? I hope everybody's had a safe and productive weekend. It's Saturday, you know what I'm saying? God breathe breath into your body. Now go out there and do something productive. You dig? So today we're going to have a rapper by the name of Mesh Creeps stop on to you know what I'm saying, 755 Mix the vibe with us today. You know what I'm saying? She got a track she want to show y'all as well. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get into that in a little while. But you know what I'm saying? It's been a long week. I tell you that, y'all. Rather than having, you know what I'm saying, to work the 9 to 5, more so the 10 to 12. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my people working out there. You know what I'm saying? Pushing, moving, grinding. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my sister, Players List. Shout out to my bro, Get Right Media. Shout out to my other bro. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my little brother out there. He got the Hidden Wealth clothing line that's going to be dropping soon. But today's topic that I'd like to talk with y'all today is, how do y'all feel about the show Lovecraft Country? I'm going to tell y'all right now, to know that there is a, because you know what I'm saying, y'all understand, back in the day, we never really had like an all black cast being in a sci-fi, horror, drama, action type of suspense type of show. You know what I'm saying? Back when we were in the 90s, shoot, all we had was, you know, we had sketch comedies, we had sitcoms, you had, you know what I'm saying, you had the shows that make you laugh, but you know, so you rarely see a show like this that touching on a lot of topics. And I know a lot of people saw that last episode where about the Toothless Massacre and whatnot. And that hit heavy with me. That definitely hit heavy with me. And you know what I'm saying? I feel like with this show and what it's doing is it's educating a lot of people, educating a lot of black people, and shoot, not trying to be funny, it's educating some white people too. I mean, it's just showing, you know, saying how we feel, and showing in a very, very, very artistic manner. And the way this show goes towards, I mean, shout outs to everybody in that show too. You know what I'm saying? And Journey, I think I'm saying the name right. Journey Smilvette. Baby can act her ass off. I'm telling you. Like, God. Like, if y'all remember her from Ease By You, like back in the day when she was, you know what I'm saying, acting at that age, and then to now, it's just like, Jesus. She doing her thing, for real. You know what I'm saying? And you got my man's point that's like the main character starts, one of the main other main characters, Atticus, call him Tick. Yo, that dude, yo, he need to be I can see him coming up real soon in the movie game. Because this right here is a good way for him to get to break out into those type of roles. But you know what I'm saying, like, shows like that, they teach you a lot. Like, they teach you a lot about your culture. Like, I'm starting to, like, understand, see that a lot of shows, especially shows made by, you know, African-Americans or more cultural related, because that's what we need. We need to show more of our culture in our shows, man. Show, especially when it comes to sci-fi, a little bit of slight horror there. I mean, me myself, I'm right now in the process of writing my own short film. You know what I'm saying? And I want to do, you know, something. I ain't trying to be like Jordan Peele, but I'm learning from him. I'm learning from a lot of great ones when it comes to writing films and writing stories and coming up with like different ideas and thinking outside the box with it. You feel me? But you know what I'm saying? I hope, you know what I'm saying, whoever watches the show, and you know what I'm saying, and if you haven't seen it yet, you got to watch. If you know somebody who got HBO Max, shoot, pay him like $20 or $30. Yo, here's $20 or $30. I've been hearing a lot about this show. I gotta watch it. I know, okay. Yo, if y'all can watch Power, Book 2, Ghost, y'all can watch Lovecraft Country. Like, no cap. But I'm saying, though, like, a little bit, we about to have a mix. I'm about to drop this new mix for y'all to listen to, you know, vibe to, whatever. You know, we about to make some, you know, then I told you I got Mesh Creeps coming in. After the mix, we're going to, you know, talk, we're going to rap, we're going, you know what I'm saying, talk about what new music she got going out, talk about what ventures she's getting into, you know what I'm saying? We're going to vibe out today. But today's going to be a good show. But for real. So, like, today's topic, if you watch Lovecraft Country, even if you've never seen it before and you've heard people talk about it, you should watch it. Like, no cap, like the show is a very good way of seeing things from our perspective when it came to how it was back in the day. Because, I mean, for real, it taught me some things, too. Especially when it came to the latest episode that came out. And I ain't trying to spoil it for nobody, but I'm just saying right now. Y'all need to, if you know anything about the Tulsa Massacre, I say you get your homework up. You know what I'm saying? Get in the books. Read a book. Cause that one right there. Was a very good episode for real. You know what I'm saying? We about to get into the mix, you know, mixed by yours truly. We gonna have some fun. And, you know what I'm saying? We gonna do our thing. 75 vibe mix, you dig? But without further ado, let's get into this mix. And then after that, we're gonna speak with Mesh Creeps and also, you know, take some callers in as well. You dig? Jay Sinatra. Let's go.
Black Noise Entertainment.
Let's go.
DJ Jay Sinatra in the mix.
Side gripping. Tread slowly, you don't wanna die, nigga, no names. But I'm with my niggas, ain't no dry snitching and they pimpin'. Yo, bitch, wanna fuck, she wanna try, nigga, and I'm the type to fuck her. I make that puss feel lovely, I'm so disrespectful. I had luck in the Smith and Wesson, I hope he try and test me. I'm feeling like Peter, drop some of my cup, fuck you thought. I need Lena, Bean, a blunt, and a line. And that list like 8 more times, and a bitch in a whip that tells me time. Bitch, talk to me nice. My teeth shine brighter than your eyes.
They do.
I'm fucking on everybody's wife. My plug might tax you twice, and we all about the money. Your life won't suffice if you talking real dumb. I'ma take your life, boy. It's creepy season, and I'm killing for the season. Boy, don't give me a reason. I've been creeping with the Reaper, and my pimp game so exquisite. I sell pussy, Molly, coke, acid, tabs, and a little bit of smoke. If you try to finesse, I'ma make you a ghost. When you mention me, better say I'm the goat. If I commit a sin, I'll call the Pope. Come get baptized in my water. You sniffing bullshit if it ain't come from across the border. And bitch, I need that head and that pussy in that order. I'm just fine, nigga. Tread slowly, don't wanna die, nigga. No name, but I'm with my niggas. Ain't no dry snitching and they pimping. Yo, bitch, wanna fuck, she wanna try, nigga. And I'm the type to fuck her. I made that pussy feel lovely. I'm so disrespectful. I had luck in the Smith and Wesson. I hope he try and test me. I'm feeling like Peter, drop some of my cup. Fuck.
Pick up. Better watch this little bitch, cause I'm up off the liquor. I've been turning it down, she don't go trying to get up. Smile at your hoe, she gon' fall out of shit. Nigga going out, snap out the hoe, he a skitter.
Sweet.
Take the jet to New York like I'm Jim. When you popping, you know they come with paparazzi. I hate going outside, they all know I'm that nigga. Oh. Slide on that nigga, they drive through like windy. I pray for the time of the day, I've been busy. I turned it down, now that little nigga pick. She won't get in no money, I told her to miss. Oh, y'all like taking pictures, think y'all niggas sick. My little nigga been loyal, I threw him a fit. I pull up in the Escalade, hop out in Timberland. My bitch, she got finger wave, hell like she missed. Bitch, kiss me. I look better in person, little hoe, I get jiggy. Spend that little money, I ain't tryna save. We ain't trippin' on none of that, bitch, we got plenty. Bread on your head, bitch, I'm jizz. Fuck around, drop a movie on niggas like bitch. If it weren't, would've pulled up, I would've start hit. If Debo choked me out, bitch, I would've killed them, bitch. Pick up. Better watch this little bitch, cause I'm up off the liquor. I've been turning it down, she don't go tryna get up. Smile at your hoe, she gon' fall out of shit. Nigga going outside, about the hoe, he a skill.
Sweet.
Take the jet to New York like I'm jiggy. When you poppin', you know they come with paparazzi. I hate going outside, they all know I'm that nigga.
Pick up, don't pick up the phone. I'm trapping a nigga, don't pick up. We been having dripping, I'm putting the shit on and I'm lighting, I'm icing, I'm flooding my wrist up.
Ice.
Add it up, nigga, just put your little fit up. Act, yes sir. Put that little shit up.
Woo.
Bad bitch, look like she do sit up.
Bitch.
I bought the Lamborghini just to get up.
Keep talking that top and I pop, don't laugh.
Yeah, I'm ducking the trap.
Woo.
I'm doing this shit in spectacular fashion. Straight out the nuff and the chopper get taxed. Shoot at the flow.
Bra.
I got them dancing. Shake that bitch out of your panties.
Woo.
I am the choke. Where did I go?
Woo.
Ho, you already know I'm the goat.
Go.
Pick up. Better watch this little bitch, cause I'm about to lick. I've been turning it down, she don't go trying to get her.
Niggas a game.
Niggas ain't fucking with me.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't fucking with me. Yeah.
DJ J.
Niggas ain't fucking with me.
Yeah.
If you money, I ain't it. Yeah. I like my money real neat. Cause I got a leg on my creek. You said you fucking with me. I'ma just sit my little team. She let me fuck her for free. She thought the ass a fee. Fuck her on top of the cover. Then I still change the seat. Brick off the core of the key. My wrist off the core of the key. Yeah. I keep the gang with me. Cause they gon' bang for me. Yeah. I saw my ass out in public. You do the same shit if you came from nothing. I made it up, niggas say I got lucky. I'm doing my thing, only God can judge me. My teachers the fuck me, but now they won't fuck me. I'm stunting, I keep me some bears in the dust. When I was trapping, I didn't touch nothing. My little niggas serving for me on a hustle. Bitch, I'm on fire, these hoes on the puppy. Saint Laurent say got me feeling like Puffy. Ain't it ironic that hoe called me ugly? Now ain't it ironic that bitch wanna fuck me? She wanna suck me. I'm getting money, yeah. I been saying they shit funny, yeah. I get that bag and I blow that, yeah. Say you get money, then show that, yeah. It's the cute money, not call that, yeah. Watch what you bring in your hoe.
You ain't choked, yeah, that's my choice to ride. Always keep some bitches on the side, yeah, yeah. Don't stand too close, my diamonds gonna bite. I get drugs for the right price, yeah, yeah. She gon' eat this Molly like it's rice. Eat it all. I'ma let that lean flow through my eyes. Say she never had a Migo night. I'ma make her say like Kelly Price. My eyes, Klondike, right round. Don't ride, ride round, get right, get rich, good night, good night,
good night.
My bitch, so real, she ugly, want them, Popeyes, oatmeal, Popeyes and oatmeal, she gon' kill you,
I go through all the cities. I'm on a mile a minute. I go a mile a minute. You wanna play violent, let's get it. Take me back to the old days. Take me back to my old ways. Lifestyle, yeah, the gangway. Way before they call me sensei.
Zanny bar, suicide door, brand new bag. College girls, give a nigga head in my ride. Rockstar life, so much money, I'll make you laugh. Hey, the bitch they hate, and you can't miss what you never had. Up the juice, coding got me tripping. Cut the coop, walker roof is missing. Ay, lemonade, my neck was tripping. Ay, lemonade, my neck was tripping. Addy boys got some 60s in my bag. Lips sealed, I ain't pillow talking on no rag. In my earlobe, got 2 carats, VVS. Got a penthouse near Rodeo off the stress. All this money, when I grew up, I had nothing. Filled with backstabbing, my whole life is disgusting. Can't believe it, gotta thank God that I'm living comfortably. Getting checks, I don't believe what she says, she done with me. Burst the bridges and I let the fire light the way. Kicking my feet up, left the PJs on a PJ. Yeah, I'm a big dog and I walk around with no leash. I got water on me, yeah, everything on feed. Fuck a nigga, let them sleep. Fuck a nigga, let them sleep. These motherfuckers won't rest on me. But that's deep. Fuck a nigga, let them sleep. 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 Yeah, these motherfuckers won't rest on me. But that's deep. Fuck a nigga, let them sleep. 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 Nigga, let them sleep, yeah. Yeah. Ayy, got it, who got it? I got it. These niggas want problems, I ain't worried about it. Ayy, problems, no problem, my problem, no problem. That's not something we have in common. Ayy, I'm coming straight from the bottom. Ayy, don't say no, I take profit. I want them knives that won't fit in my pocket. Yeah, yeah. These niggas won't rest on me. These niggas won't flex on me. Bad bitches wanna have sex on me. Take shots, no vest on me. Shawty tryna put her neck on me. Ooh, I got next on me. Ooh, you can't flex on me. Ooh, I got checks on me. Now you wanna be my, no. Profit, that profit, I'm about it. You know that I hustle, you know that I got it, yeah. Making appearances all at the end. When you thinking we cool, but we not, homie. All they did was trap, homie. You was there and you step on me. Now I got a little dough and it know me. Straight out like that. Fuck a nigga, let them sleep. Fuck a nigga, let them sleep. These motherfuckers won't rest on me. But that's deep, yeah. Fuck a nigga, let them sleep. Fucking 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 nigga, let them sleep. Yeah, these motherfuckers won't rest on me. But that's deep. Yeah, fucking nigga, let them sleep. Fucking nigga, let them sleep. Fucking nigga, let them sleep. Fucking nigga, let them sleep.
Charge, extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, what is inside? Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. Pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it scream, make me scream. I don't public, make the scene. I don't cook, I don't clean. But let me tell you, I got this ring. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, strip down, follow me. When I come up, you really get inside of me. I tell him where to put it, never tell him where I'm about to be. I run down on him before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a call, why you ride that dick? You really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat, fuck this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lead over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well, I'm trying to wet it. I let him piss, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit,
I wanna go, I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My hecum is fire, punani the sunny, it's going and drying, it's coming outside, yeah. I run in that stand, the cuz behind me, I spit on his mic and I hate trying to sign me.
Your honor, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes, switch my wig, make him feel like he's cheating. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eats you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor, I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang, you can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask who's is it, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name.
We know how to party. never like, you know it's pussy packing with the automatic. People sit aside.
I just gotta win. I think I deserve it. Shout out to my kids. You see me out here doing a mouth. Welcome to my class. Don't wait, no clouds. Let's get done it fast.
She like the way that I dance. She like the way that I move. She like the way that I rock. She like the way that I woo. And she let it clap for a nigga. She let it clap for a nigga. And she throw it back for a nigga. Yeah, she throw it back for a nigga. Like a Mary. Billy Jean, Billy Jean. Christian Dior, Dior. Come up in all the stores. When it rains, it pours. She like the way I Like a Mary. Billy Jean, Billy Jean. Christian Dior, Dior. Come up in all the stores. When he raised the balls, she liked the way I heard. When I walk in the spot, 30 on me, buy the club, niggas know that I'm paid. Bitch, I'm a thot, get me lit, I can't fuck with these niggas, cause niggas is gay. All in my page, sucking dick, all in my comments and screaming my name while I'm in the club, throwing them hundreds, cause 50s and ones and ones. I smoke, they know I'm wildin'. If I'm on the island, I'm snatching the sale. Brody got locked, the night is real. Until he's free, I'm ready to hell. Till my shooters call me FaceTime. For all the times we have to stay tough. Easy nights, I'm doing stay tough. If you need the glizzy, you can take mine. Please don't pay it to mine. You know I'm like that, I'll make a movie like TNT. Black 30 on me, ask who really want it. I bet I air it like BNC. Now I live in my section, and I keep that 38 for the weapon. Remember when I came home for correction? All the bad bitches in my direction. She like the way that I dance. She like the way that I move. She like the way that I rock. She like the way that I woo. And she let it clap for a nigga. She let it clap for a nigga. And she throw it back for a nigga. Yeah, she throw it back for a nigga. Like a Mary. Billy Jean, Billy Jean. Christian Dior, Dior. Come up in all the stores. When it rains, it pours. She like the way I Like a Mary. Billy Jean, Billy Jean. Christian Dior, Dior. I'm up in all the stores. When he raised the boys, she like the way I
pushing emotions and making them faces just like an emoji. Pineapple fanta in mixed with the Xanax, she loving the coding. All of my killers, they ready to follow me, I feel like Moses.
Got a 100 bitches
with me, feel like Moses. Got a 100 killers with me, feel like Moses. Yacht on the floor, feel like Moses. Got a 100 bad bitches, feel like Moses. Sipping and drinking, I'm feeling like Kobe. Sipping and drinking the yellow and purple, I'm mixing that golden. Look at the top of my Audemars. Look at them bitches, they wallow up. Look at my niggas, they yelling. You know them niggas don't call a lot. Look at the bitch. Look at them niggas, they look in the press. Came with a friend. Throw in the bags, that bitch you in this. Young, cold, nigga, mouth full of gold. See, fuck, nigga, talk about nigga. You know me, huh?
Drunk at the present. Up with the rollie, it move like the present. This shit depressing. Feeling like Moses, I'm giving them blessings.
Titty, titty with the blue hair and the gold teeth. I don't run from whoop, whoop. Fuck the police.
I told her, hold it down, hold it down. Fuck it with the blood, told her, come over now.
Come over now.
Where are all my bitches tonight? Bring me some more bitches tonight.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I brought a 100 rounds. She asking for 50 to 100 shots.
And I'm part and divided, I'm feeling like Moses. She twisting emotions and making them faces just like an emoji. Pineapple fanta, it mixed with the Xanax, she loving the coding. All of my killers, they ready to follow me. I feel like my
DJ Jay Sinatra in the mix.
What up, peoples? So, that was another DJ Jay Sinatra exclusive. Hope y'all enjoyed it. So this is what we're going to do. I'm still waiting on my homegirl Mesh Creep to call in. But until then, we're going to take in some callers. We're going to discuss this show, man. Lovecraft Country. Tell me, do you like it? Do you not like it? Tell me why. Why not? Tell me, what was your favorite episode? And why? Let's go with the first caller.
Hey, it's your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
What up, Royal Crush Keisha? How are you?
I am doing fine, and you?
I'm living. You know, I'm trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. But, you know, it's going to be, you know, we're going to make that 15 cents to 15 billion one day, you know. How you doing, though?
Hey, I am doing great. You know, actually, I'm just coming from a pop-up shop supporting my nephew. You know, he a little chef. You know, he be making these, like, lemonade drinks and raspberry teas, and then he be having his, you know, like, seafood salad he be selling. So, you know, I was there just supporting my baby.
Hey, that's what's up. You had me at seafood salad and lemonade drinks. You had me at that. I was like, dang, I need to get me a plate. So,
right.
For real. So, tell me, have you seen the show Lovecraft Country?
I have seen it. I don't really have a favorite episode because I have not watched it consistently every Sunday. Because it's one of the shows that I've been saving on my DVR that I definitely need to watch. But I definitely like it. The episode that I kind of left off on, and it might be like the first or second episode when what is her name? Josie.
Letty.
You know, like Smollett.
Josie?
Yes. The episode when like she died. That's where like I don't left off at. But I do like it. Anything that Courtney B. Vance is in, I definitely check out.
Yeah.
Because I'm a long term fan of his and his lovely wife. So, you know, I am definitely here for the show. And I didn't even realize that tomorrow is going to be like the season finale. So while I'm washing my clothes later tonight, that is my plan to go ahead and finish watching the rest of the season to get ready for tomorrow.
Definitely. Like, because it's crazy because shows like that, it just really, I've never seen a show come across the way that show like does, especially when it comes to when it addresses like our culture and everything. And my favorite episode would have to be the episode where actually I have two favorite episodes. One is when the girl she plays Letty, her older sister. I don't want to spoil it, but the first episode I liked because it made me, I'd never seen something like that as far as with the episode where they drove through a sundown town. Like that, yeah. I was blown away by the type of surrounding, the type of feel it was back then, because like knowing that, like
it's because it touches on a lot of different drama, you know, like genres. You got some drama in there, you got a little sci-fi, you got some magic, you got some action,
mm-hmm.
you know, you
mm-hmm.
got a little bit of everything, and I definitely do like it.
Definitely, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, Chris, Keisha, I do appreciate you calling in. You know what I'm saying? Let people know where they can find you at. Let them know about your show with Mr. Rontel at.
Yes, our show is on the same Blackout Network. You know, we air every Thursday at 4 p.m. If you want to know how you can get your music heard on the show, try to schedule an interview, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush ENT on IG. And for my co-host, Mr. Rentolette, you can hit him up at Mr. Rentolette on IG as well, because he has a show coming up next week in Atlanta and in Alabama. So definitely, you know, check us out. If you are in those two prospective cities, you know, definitely got Rage Fest coming to a city near you.
Okay, cool. That is dope. Let me find some time to get off work and hit up these shows with y'all, man, for real. For real. But I do appreciate you calling in, Keisha. You know what I'm saying? You've been a good source of info when it comes to, you know, Blackout Radio. And, you know what I'm saying? I do appreciate your support. You know what I'm saying? And don't be a stranger with calling in.
Oh, I'm not. I'm definitely going to be calling in each week. Thank you. You know, we got to support each other.
Most definitely. All right, I'm going to see you around, okay?
All righty, you have a great night, and I'll be continue listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, bye. All right, y'all, that was Royal Trust Keisha. You know what I'm saying? Catch her and Mr. Run Tell that on their show on the same network of Blackout Radio. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to take the next caller. You know what I'm saying? We're going to, you know.
515-6861.
All right. You're in the mix with Jay Sinatra. Yo, you in the mix with Jay Sinatra.
Hello?
Yo, what up, bro?
Hello?
You in the mix with Jay Sinatra.
Yo, what up? This is Midwest Matthew calling from Des Moines, Iowa. How's it going?
I'm doing just fine, my man. Shoot, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. I hear you talking about something that a topic that I could really get behind. On this, I didn't hear exactly what you were talking about as far as Lovecraft Country, but what was the question about Lovecraft?
Oh, no, it was just saying, you know, what was your favorite episode, you know what I'm saying, how do you, you know, do you like it, do you not like it, you know, it's like, it's honestly one of the top five, like, shows for me, and especially, like, during these times and whatnot, it's definitely one in the top five for real, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, like, what was your... When you first saw it, like, how did you feel about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, now that you've seen it, like, what episodes are you into, or did it hit home for you? Like, it was just, yo, you were just sold on.
Okay, and let me ask you a quick question. Have you seen The Boys, or have you seen The Watchmen?
Yes, I've seen The Boys. Like, I've seen the first season of The Boys, but I need to catch up on the second season. But as far as Watchmen, I maybe saw maybe like one or two episodes of that. But I mean, for real, I like both platforms, especially of what, you know, both dealing with comic books and whatnot, for real.
Yeah, I thought they were both pretty dope. Favorite episodes for Lovecraft. I'd say if I had to choose an episode, it'd be the one... spoiler alert, you know, so it'd be the one where the monster came out the ground when the cops were, you know, trying to shoot up the house. That was pretty dope. I like that. And stuff that hit home, I'm not gonna lie, I actually teared up on two parts. You know, I'm a straight man and stuff, you know, all that type of stuff, but I don't really watch any type of stuff with like homosexual relationships on TV,
right?
Really?
Yeah.
Not usually. So I was watching when I'm watching it, the thing with his dad. There's two parts. One of them was when he was like in the club. He went to like a gay club, and that was like his first time being comfortable or whatever. And everybody, like, he felt like everybody accepted him how he was. So that shit was pretty sad to me, the way they had it in the music and everything. And let's see, what was the other one? And then there was another one after that that just happened. I can't remember what so they go back in time and they're showing him like as a child or whatever. And he was talking, he was telling his buddy you couldn't be friends with him. And then what happened there. So, yeah, that was pretty sad. I will say that.
Definitely. Like, I think the latest one was one that had me like, it was sad because of, you know what I'm saying, the whole, because it dealt with the Tucson Massacre, one, and then the fact that how how Letty Journey's to Les character was in the house with the grandmother, like that right there, I was like, damn, like that hit home for me. But one of my favorite episodes has to be the one where they was all at the party, and like a lot of the white people in the neighborhood, the white neighbors that came out and started trying to start up some trouble, messing with them, and then shoot, old girl, she picked up the bat. She picked up the bat. Like when you saw the dude looked at the other dude and was like, yo. You know the drill. Get the gats. Get the strap. We got to go to war. Like when I saw that, I was like, oh, this shit got me. That shit got me. And then the older sister, she jumped in the whip and he said, yo, put the guns in the whip. We out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was like, yo, and that wasn't right there. Black. That was like how we need to respond in certain occasions, especially during these times. And this is like, yo, because it mirrors so much of what's going on now, even though nothing has changed. Things have, you know, it's still the same thing, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's almost like people would say history has repeated itself, especially in the times that we're in now. So, like, when I'm watching the show, it's just like, damn. It's like,
yeah,
nothing's changed. But
a lot of people think stuff has changed, but not too much, really. This technology got better, and a few laws got passed that made it seem a little better. But, yeah, a lot of the stuff is still carrying on.
Definitely. Like, that show right there, like, if that show, if people can watch Power Book 2 Ghost and Power, they can put in and making this show, like, give this show an award, like a nominee for an award, because this show, especially the artwork and the visuals in this show, is just breathtaking. Especially when you have the mother going like into the future, but and seeing like mother of like it almost brought tears to my eyes seeing, like, you know what I'm saying, a black woman seen as like omnipotent, and it's crazy because it's like, damn.
You talking about the one in space?
Yeah,
lady with
exactly.
Afro. Oh, yes. That was kind of scary. I was like, damn, that would be scary being on a whole nother planet, and then like this person pops up with this big afro, and then you don't know what's going on. You got the stuff in your arm, and yeah, I thought that was kind of scary, to be honest, but. It was still, the message was dope, though.
Yeah, the message
was dope. And on Watchmen, you'll see that same message, though, as far as, I don't know if you want to say God, but it's like a black woman is God, almost, and a black man, too. You just have to watch it.
Oh, definitely.
See how they deliver that message.
I'm going to pick up on that as well, man. But, yo, Midwest Matthew, yo, let the people know what's good, man, with the music, you know what I'm saying? You know, tell the people where they can hit you up at.
All right, so Midwest Matthew, look for me on Instagram at The Midwest Matthew. Facebook is just Midwest Matthew with two T's. I have a new album out called Are You Doggone Serious? It's a play on words, so look up Sirius, the planet, and the Dogon people, D-O-G-O-N. Black is King from Beyonce kind of touched on that too. She has some Dogon people in her video, so you can see what you find out. And it's a 24 song album with a lecture in the beginning for the first track. And hit me up if you want to get a copy. It's $30. It's a lot of info in there, plus like just wordplay and whatnot. Otherwise, get it from wherever you get your music from. It's on all the platforms. And thank you, Jay Sinatra for letting me call in and promote.
Oh, definitely, bro. Definitely, man. Shoot, I gotta cop that album from you ASAP. Shoot, as soon as you know I get that check ready, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna be like, yo, I need that album. It needs to be put in the mix for real.
Oh yeah, I'll get you some tracks. Don't even worry about it. But all right. Thanks. Peace.
Hey man, take it easy. All right, man. Y'all, that was Midwest Matthew. You know what I'm saying? Dropping some gems on the show and also letting people know about the album he dropped as well. We're going to take the next caller.
646-673.
Yo, 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 you in the mix with Jay Sinatra.
YC, this is Mr. Sean Felder, the distributor and entrepreneur of S6 Energy Drink. How y'all doing this weekend, man?
Doing just fine, sir. How you doing?
Pretty great, man. Just been busy. Want to shout out my brother who's in South Carolina, visiting New York City. He just came to visit during this COVID crisis. So we're just trying to hang in New York during this COVID crisis, man. Just there's rumors that we may have a second wave, so we're just trying to survive. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
you know how that goes. But I want to... I just want to give a quick shout out to you guys for being patient with me. I just have so much going on. I'm going to be a vendor next Saturday. Just want to announce it. I'm going to be a vendor in Philadelphia for Nonstop Entertainment. This is our first show after COVID. It was canceled in March due to the COVID crisis. Mr. Joe Santana is setting up a Darnassia weekend. It's going to be an industry unsigned artist. Check out the cash prize, $1,000. And you will get also a trophy, and you get studio time, okay? You're going to have people like Chilton Green, Mob Wise from the reality show, industry legends. There'll be judges, BeanI Siegel, Freeway, Young Chris. It's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Unsigned artists,
definitely.
You got to go in. Oh, yeah. We're going to have safety. Mask must be required, and you'll be temperature at the door by security. If you're not temperature right, you can't come in. So Joe Santana, I believe, is going to have 20 unsigned artists there in Philadelphia. You'll see it on social media. Come in. Be ready to roll. If you come late, next. That's just how it goes. So this is our first show after the pandemic. Let's do it right.
All right, man. I appreciate you dropping that knowledge and also that info for that for everybody to know what's good with the show you got going, man, for real.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you the website to that, my man. You can go to www.nonstopentertainment.com. I've been with Joe Santana 7 years back in New York. Back in 2013, I put up a young female rapper named Pretty Stizzy. She came in third place, and Joe Santana have done shows in New York and different states. So Philadelphia, this will be his third time. And if things go right, we may have a show in late December. So like I said, the website, again, is www.nonstopentertainment.com. Unsigned artists, please do not call in. We already have the artists. Please call in like October 27th, 28th. You may take your network for the next show. So we're going to focus on this show. So, again, the industry judges is BeanI Siegel, Freeway, Young Chris, or State Property. It's going to be hot. It's going to be at the Red Wine at 702 Adams Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'll be the vendor and sponsor out there giving out Essex Energy Drinks. Deborah Kogo of Just Give Me the Mic. She'll be there with the red carpet. It's going to be crazy. So, again, Nonstop Entertainment, let's do it right.
All right, man. I do appreciate you calling in, dropping that knowledge for us to know. And I hope for a good turnout at this event for you, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. We're expecting 300 people, bro. So everybody must be safety precautions. We already talked with Philadelphia police about safety, and we're going to have a lot of air fireation systems just to keep everybody safe. So like I said, if things go right with this show on October 24th, we may have a show in December. So it's all about safety. And anybody, you can check me out on www.happylifestyle.com for my Essex Energy Drink information. Shout out to Model of the Month, Delia Bloom, a lovely BBW model from Thailand. And shout out to my PR, the lovely DJ Kate Nikki. You can check her out on social media. She's my PR. And I'll talk about more events next week. I got some stuff going on. So I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right, man. Peace. Later.
Hey. All right. You're going to take the next caller?
757-202.
Yo, yo, yo. You in the mix with Jay Sinatra.
Yo, what's good? How y'all doing today? It's Meesh.
What up, Meesh? Yo, we've been trying to see where you was at. I was about to be right there.
Oh, my God, bro. I'm so trash. I looked at my phone. It's like 4:45. I said, oh, shit. I said, oh, snap. I apologize.
You're good.
But, yeah, I was like, oh, snap. I got to make this phone call ASAP. Yo, what's good? How you doing today?
Shit, man. I'm living, man. I'm trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is. Shoot. But, yo, I was playing your track in the mix. Yo. people don't know the type of heat you got right now, man. For real, like you got some fire on that mixtape that you let me hear. Like a couple of those tracks, been playing them, man, and they've been really. I've been getting some good feedback from a lot of people.
Really? Well, as I said, thank everybody for listening to my music. Thank you for listening to my music. Thank you for believing in my music. You know, it's kind of hard for, like, indie artists to get out there, especially being a female. You know, some people don't really be paying much attention to that. But I be telling people, bro, I be spitting, bro. Like, I be spitting, bro. So, like,
definitely,
I really appreciate
definitely.
You guys giving me that support and, you know, saying, liking my music. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Trying
no
to
problem.
Get it out there to the masses.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Hey, and I think we also got a track. We got a track that we also have. You know, I think it's you had sent me called Left Turn, and you know, what I'm saying
yeah.
We're gonna play a little snippet of it, so that way people can, you know, what I'm saying, get a little taste of what you got to offer. You know, what I'm saying going
right.
forward, you know, with it. But yo, we're gonna play that little snippet of it in a few minutes. But let me just, you know, what I'm saying. Just get into a couple of questions with you. When it came to the rap game, like what inspired you?
Honestly, I got inspired by rap maybe when I was 13. This is the time when Kanye West was talking that stuff, and the first song that made me really want to get into rap was "Can't Tell Me Nothing." It was the first line. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven, and when I woke, I spit it on a necklace. It blew my mind, bro, and, like, I told God I'd be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act. What? I was like, what? I was like, what? Who tells God they'd be back in a second? And what?
Shoot.
And you spit it on a necklace. I don't know. It blew my mind. So ever since then,
right.
I was like, yo, I could say whatever I want to. And I'm going to say whatever I want to. And it just went from there, but... I honestly started taking music like more seriously once I got a little bit more older, once I started like perfecting my craft a little bit more better. But that's what inspired me to get into music when I was 13.
Definitely.
That's when I started to put some stuff together.
And yo, like, Kanye back in the day was on a whole other level back then, especially when it came that not he was just a dope ass producer, but dude had bars. Kanye literal bars when he was spitting, and some of the stuff it made you like really think, like, did he really just say that? Like exactly what you had said.
Exactly.
Who tells God I'm gonna be back in a
back
second?
In
God
a
looking
second.
At
second. Wait, what?
God looking at you like, who you think you is?
Who are you talking
he probably
to?
Said, and he probably turned back and said, Jesus. You got
you?
Jesus, but you're talking to Jesus.
I'm talking to y'all.
But yo, we about to play a little snippet of the track off your mixtape real quick, you know what I'm saying, letting people get a taste of it, you know what I'm saying, we want, you know, just drop a little, you know, just a little snippet of it for the people to hear for a sec, you know what I'm saying, and you said the track is called Left Turn, you know, we're going to hit that up, let's go. Still there? Hold on.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me make sure my man's know.
Black noise. It all just depends. Life is a choice in the end. Gonna mix this salad with the dressing. I'm sure it'll make it better. Traded souls with the devil. I only just want the lettuce. Passion fruits with the ease. We got enough leaves for the trees. Speaking
and black of knees. I need my money right on time. If not, then that's your father. Every tooth equals a dollar on your mammy with the hammers. And nigga ain't speaking no sandwich. So watch your path. This a road you shouldn't stare on. Food for thought. My niggas hungry, we gon' steal your ball. I
cruising, riding out, smoke music right here. Like, I fuck with this heavy. And you, shoot. If you, and to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if you's a smoker, I ain't gonna care. If you's a smoker, this track right here will get you, like, in that zone. No cap. But this track right here is dope, man. Like, so tell me, like, when you made this track right here, like, what was going through your mind? Like, what was the concept where you wanted to capture behind this track right here?
Well, right here, it was more like where I was in life, you know what I'm saying? I felt like it was just kind of repeated, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, I was smoking, but it was just like I had a downtime where I was a little broke at the time, and you have to wait for your paycheck to next Friday. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, man, like, I need the money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need
exactly.
it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's just enough to make it back to Monday, you know what I'm saying? And then it's back to the work just again. You know what I'm saying? Hustling and pushing these pills. If you're hoping for good shit, it all just depends, because life is a choice in the end. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, I don't know. I was just going through some stuff at the time, and I was just like, I need to. And when I heard the beat, I was like, yeah, I can. I gotta say something to this. You know what I mean? So this track came from just some downtime, not being up on my luck as far as money, feeling like I'm working every day 9 to 5, and I don't feel like I'm getting somewhere. But I'm gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, I'm gonna get it. Just enough to make it back to wherever I need to be. Like, I'm gonna get there. So that's where that track got inspired by. So it's like, you know, gotta make music.
I appreciate you calling in, you know what I'm saying, dropping that knowledge, dropping some gems for people to hear, and let people know who you are, you know what I'm saying? Let the people know where they can find you at on your social media, and also where they can find your tracks at.
Facts. If I say my name is Meesh, that's M3H. You can find me on all major platforms that way. Also, my Instagram is SauceGodMeesh. My Twitter is One Piece of Creeps. Also, I got another Twitter as well, as Meesh Creeps. Starts with a K. It's KREEPS. But yeah, y'all can hit me up, talk to me. I'm a very normal person. I hit people back. All things, you know what I'm saying? Just let me know what y'all like, what y'all vibe to. I got 2 EPs out and a few singles out, and about to drop another single soon called DDA. Be on the lookout for that. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I say, enjoy me. I enjoy y'all listening to me. I enjoy all types of feedback. You know what I'm saying? Thank you guys so much for the opportunity and the chance to get to talk to you. Hopefully we can do this again. You know what I mean?
Oh, most definitely. Hey. You always got a place here at 75 Vibe Mix, and I do appreciate you calling in.
I love y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Hey, you have a good day too, all right?
All right. One.
All right. That was Meesh Creeps, you know what I'm saying, dropping some knowledge, dropping a track for us called Left Turns. Like she said, she got an EP of 2 tracks that she's done. Y'all check it out. And also check out her IG as well, SauceGodMeesh. But, yo, I do appreciate the calls that called in today. you know what I'm saying, on 75 Vibe Mix. We're going to have a, you know, I hope everybody has a good and productive upcoming week. You know what I'm saying? Always stay blessed. Keep your 2 feet grounded, chest up, shoulders high. You know what I'm saying? Light one in the air. You know what I'm saying? If it's all in the, you know, all out of love or whatever. But yo, I hope y'all have a good week, upcoming week, and stay blessed. 75 Vibe Mix.
Black Noise Entertainment. DJ Tip Notch in the mix.